With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The more than three-decade history of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup has been a little bit like a football game, in which, after a few quarters, the teams get bogged down around the 50-yard line with no score. So the officials move the goalposts closer. Then they quietly move the posts again. Here's an example of these creeping goalposts. Back in 1987, the Bay Region states and EPA signed an agreement to reduce nitrogen pollution in the Bay by 40% by the year 2000. But as the author Tom Horton pointed out in his book, Turning the Tide, shortly after the goal was set, 40% was redefined to mean 40% of, quote, controllable sources, which arbitrarily excluded half of all nitrogen, including from air pollution, although it is controllable. With this subtle tweaking of the language, the target for 2000 suddenly moved much closer, essentially requiring a 21% reduction in pollution instead of a 40% cut. After that more modest goal was missed, Horton wrote in his book in 2003, quote, "It is unlikely, even if the Bay continues for much longer in an unrestored state, that political leaders and decision makers will admit failure. What is likely is that they and we who live around the Bay will redefine success and change the concept of restored," unquote. The most recent recalibration of success in the Bay cleanup came in 2010, when EPA and the Bay states agreed to a new set of cleanup goals, the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. It sets a target of a 25% reduction in nitrogen pollution and a 24% cut in phosphorus, and threatens penalties to states, but sets no firm deadline to actually achieve these numbers. I asked EPA's Regional Water Director, John Capacasa, how the Bay has been doing under the TMDL.
We are seeing real and sustained progress in our efforts to reduce nutrient and sediment pollution to the Chesapeake Bay. The TMDL is certainly a key tool to continue that progress. We use a base year of 2009, and from 2009 to the last year, we're seeing an 8% reduction in nitrogen, a 20% reduction in phosphorus, and something like a 7.5% reduction in sediment. So those are all encouraging trends, and we hope to continue that.
This is good news. But what's strange is that the EPA Bay program does not use actual water quality monitoring to measure progress under the TMDL. It bases its numbers in part on computer simulations that may be giving farmers too much credit for allegedly reducing phosphorus runoff from manure fertilizer. Actual water quality monitoring by the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science found the amount of phosphorus in the Bay did not improve 20% under the TMDL, but actually worsened between 2009 and 2015. I asked Capacasa about this gap between reality, as measured by water quality monitoring, and EPA's computer simulations, which are being used as the official yardstick for measuring the TMDL's success. Here's his reply.
New information like the University of Maryland has shared with us certainly will be considered. If our estimates are too rosy, then we certainly want to correct those back to what the data is showing, what the science is showing. So we are very open to assessing all that information.
Let's hope the federal agency finally forces the Bay states to actually meet their goals instead of just playing games with the goalposts. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.